Lane out of Galena at a price of $2.39 a gallon. I know that Debit did some research. You know, by the winter months, it could be up as high as $5 a gallon.
I move to approve the Abbey Lane LPG LLC bid at $2.39 a gallon with Tannehill County.
Okay. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for transfer tipping trailers, one or more, number 202110-491.
On this bid, we received two responses back. First one from East Manufacturing Corporation came in at $64,150. Second one was from Mack Trailer Manufacturing at an amount of $66,006.
Do we have a time on when they're when
both comes? Brandon, like on East, that's one of my reasons for recommending them. I can get one trailer right now within probably 30 days or less. They just have to put a tarp on it. They do have one in stock. The other one is going to be 150 plus days before we could even think about getting it. But I put on there one or more. That way next year I know we're going to have to add at least one more, maybe two.
And how long was Mack Trailer Manufacturing able to get one?
They were 150.
They were the 150, days. Okay.
Yeah.
On the East Manufacturing, after the one they have, if we order two, how long would it take to get the second one?
He acts like we could have it by sometime in January.
Okay. You guys have any other questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to award bid number RFB 202110-491 for transfer tipping trailers to East Manufacturing Corporation of Randolph, Ohio.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders. Thank you.
Good morning. The first set of court orders or abatements I have for you should be occupancy. Is that the first one in
yes.
your book?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure I have my papers right. It's abatement number 212117. It is a decrease in real. The residents burned and it was put into the system 9/2/21.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 10/25.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set is add-ons. It is abatement number 212122. And this property here is no longer exempt. The person had recently bought it from the city, from what I understand. So it's being added back onto the books.
And I'm assuming they were sent an increase notice letting them know what the value would be on it?
I do not know if they was or not.
And then was it, you may not know this either, but I'm assuming it's prorated for the portion of the time that they own it? Was the full amount put on and they billed the entire amount?
I do not know how any of that works.
We probably need somebody from the assessor's office to
I did ask someone from the assessor's office to come. They said they'd be here shortly, and they haven't quite made it yet.
Oh.
So. If you'd like, I can run over there, grab them again, let them know.
Yeah, both of those questions should be answered.
Oh. It was Kenny that was going to come in.
Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Okay. I just seen a body come around the corner.
We want to go to the next one.
Can we move on to the clerical errors, if that's okay?
Fine with me.
Yep.
Okay. Clerical errors. There are abatements numbers 212-124 through 212-130. These are all clerical errors that was made after the BOE had adjourned, and these are where I personally probably fat-fingered some numbers and was not matching to what the BOE said they should be, and this is trying to correct those.
You just correct them to exactly what the BOE said.
Yes.
Do you mind calling this Exhibit C, Ben's? I put a
yeah.
B on the other one already.
Same here, I already did.
Okay. Move to approve Exhibit C of, forgot what today is.
10/25.
10/25.
10/25, 2021.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We want to move back to...
Yep.
Abatement number 212-122.
And this here is that the add-on. And like I said before, from what I understood, this here was a property that someone had purchased from the city or an exempted entity. And so they're trying to add this back onto the books. And Kenny is here, so you had those couple questions. Hopefully he can answer.
That wasn't real confident, right?
He fixes the chair for you, he's ready.
We know he can answer it.
I don't remember what you asked.
Okay. The two questions is if they were sent an increase notice, just letting them know what the value would be, and the other one was if they had...
Was it prorated for the time that they owned it, or would they send a bill for the entire... Or were they assessed for the entire year?
From the time the deed was filed, or...
Yeah, I don't know. It had been probably for the whole year the tax bill would have been. And as far as increased notice, I don't know.
Can we table that till we find out? Because the records will probably show that, won't it?
Yeah, I'll see what I can dig up here.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'll just leave it at that. I'll see if it was done in 21.
Yeah, when the deed was filed, it should have been prorated from the time the deed was filed that they took possession.
I know if it goes to exempt, then it's exempt for the entire year. But if it goes
right.
from exempt to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who they...
To non-exempt, it should be... Right. But it should be... They should be charged just the prorated amount.
Okay.
Do you want to... How long do you... No pressure. How long do you think it'll take to find all that out? You want us to do it next week?
It won't take me very long.
You want us to continue on and
run down there and look for
it later on today?
Okay.
Because we've
if
got
you don't care to.
Yeah.
I don't care. Give me the parcel number, right?
It is...
It's here.
Next assessments are erroneous assessments. They go from 212-111 through 212-116, then start back up at 212-118. 120, 121, 123, then 131. First sets of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 111 through 116 were all properties that were purchased by cities, and 131 is also a property purchased by a city. And if we go to, let me look here.
The 118, I think, is her first one that is in an individual's name.
Yes. And this here is a decrease in real property. It's the utility building had been torn down, so they decreased it by $70 in assessed valuation.
Same thing with the next one. The building's tore down. I've not gotten to the next one yet.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
2120, that building's no longer there. 2021 was a split.
Worse.
Excuse me, 2121 was a split.
Yes. And
was it added on at the other one then?
I believe it was a split that I can't answer it.
Okay.
I've gotten confused. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So
on the 2120, I kind of think that was a split, wasn't it?
No, 2120, the building's, the structure is no longer there, is what the notes say.
Yep.
Was it a residence?
Did it burn?
No.
It was a property that...
It's part of something they bought and they tore the house down.
The property had been split prior, and the structure was put on the wrong property at that time, and they was able to fix it, and they never took it off of this one.
Okay.
Is what happened.
That was the 2120?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is it on 2121?
2121 was just a split.
That's just a split, okay. 2123 is...
The property was owned by a nightly rental prior, and this person bought it, and they are now living in it, so it's no longer a nightly rental property. That it is their residence. So it went from 100% commercial to 100% residential.
So on January 1st, it was 100% residential.
Sounds good to me.
And then 131 is property purchased by the city.
Well, real quick, on the 2123, if the previous, do we know when that sale happened?
This here was dated 9/1/21, as far as I know.
That was just the
nightly rental agreement.
That's
thing.
The work card. If there's a, how does that work? Because at the closing, they more than likely paid the appropriate amount of taxes at that time. So if we do this, is that doing it for the entire year? And if we do that, does that create a refund? Or would that be in here as a court order as a refund?
You're thinking at closing that they paid the prorated taxes at that time?
That's typically what you do.
Yes, but we'd have to know. I would not be surprised if at closing they looked back and saw the taxes were zero.
I'm talking about the 2123.
Hey, 123.
Look me up another number. 88 28 0 0 89.207.
2123. Mm-hmm. Is that 88 28 0 0 89.207?
Tell me a date. That one.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm seeing here, too. Okay.
That's the nightly rental one?
Well, it's a nightly rental one.
Yeah.
You're saying it's a... Okay, so they've owned it for a while. Same people have owned it for a while.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Right.